ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Galatians. We're in chapter 5. We trust you'll have your Bible open. Stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
You need to know who Jesus is. He is the one who set us free, and there is a potential for entanglement. Verse 2 says, "Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ profit you nothing." That doesn't mean that people who have been circumcised are going to be lost. He's saying if you're doing it as a segue into salvation, if you think this is going to facilitate your salvation, then you've got a problem. You're supposing something very important. If you're supposing baptism does it, that's just equally as bad. And there are denominations built on the fact of a thing called baptismal regeneration. The Bible says there is one God, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And the baptism that is one is the baptism of the Holy Spirit placing us into Jesus. 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 13. The Bible says we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body. That is the one baptism. Water baptism is what we do as an outward emblem or an outward symbol of what has already taken place inwardly. We're showing people, I believe he died for me, I believe he was buried for me, I believe he rose for me, and I was in him when it took place, and God poured out his wrath on my sin. I died with him. Chapter 2 and verse 20, it says, I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me, and the life that I live by the faith of the Son of God. Not in the Son of God, but the faith that he brought forth, the thing he brought into the light and said, here it is. This is what faith looks like. By the faith of the love of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Salvation is all on Jesus. And we have to stand fast in that. They're going back to the law. He says, you become a debtor in verse 3 if you do that. Because if you start thinking it's good works, then you better ramp up your game. Because as you go along, you get more and more things going wrong in your life. You say bad things to people. You think bad things. You do bad things. Your disposition bites and hurts. And he says, if you think it's law, you're going to have a lot of explaining to do on all the things you didn't even know you did. You did a lot of stuff. And God is an awesome God. He is absolutely holy. And he concluded, all people under sin. He says, you'll become a debtor. He says in verse 4, he says, Christ will have become of no effect to you. What does that mean? Of no effect to you. Luke chapter 13 gives an interesting use of the word no effect. You remember this husbandman who had a vineyard. He came and he saw this tree. It had borne no fruit. And he said, tear that up. Why cumbereth it the ground? Why does it take up the ground with no effect? Why is it even there? So the point is he says, if you try to be a keeper of the law, Christ will just be taking up space. He won't be useful to you. He'll have no use. In fact, he'll be in the way. She's taking up space. No effect to you. Beloved, you and I, we need Jesus. Well, I'm so glad I got Jesus. I'm going in with him. I get in on his coattails. I get in on his mercy. I get in on his finished work. When Jesus died on the cross, he said these words at the end. He cried with a great voice and he says, it is finished. And you know, as many of you know, that word is tetelestai. They used to stamp it on a bill when it was paid in full. Paid in full. So Christ, final words, said, it is finished. It is paid for. It's paid for. Somebody is paid for. Got my ticket. I can go to the airport. I can look at the person on the other side of that counter with all the confidence in the world called faith. You know, faith. I belong here. I should be here. You should be waiting for me because I have a paid-for ticket. Same thing's true with him. The Bible says that we have an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away. What? Reserved for us. Right? Reserved for us in the heavens. It's reserved. You got reservations. Oh, man, I'll tell you what, it's so good to know. The Bible says that if you go trying to keep the law, you're going to have to be a debtor to do better and better and better and better because you're going to get crustier and crustier and crustier. You know, as we get older, we start getting aches and pains. You know what is hard? It's hard to be patient when you're in pain, isn't it? You just want to throw something. You want to kick something. Yeah,
You know, you're just locked into this body. And what I'm saying is that you become a debtor because you're going to get, as time goes on, more and more frustrated, more and more, less and less thinking heaven thoughts unless you have them clearly in the crosshairs of your mind. So stand fast. Another thing it says is not only will he have become of no effect, he says, but you are fallen from grace. Now, some people think you can lose your salvation. That's not what this is saying. First thing, it's not saying that. We know that because the Bible says that once we're born again into the family of God, we're not born again and again and again. We get born again. We're his children. We become his responsibility. What's the Bible says? We are his workmanship. Did you hear that? You are his workmanship. You're not your workmanship. You're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. I'm going to pull that up a little bit further here in a minute because Paul does in the passage. So we're his workmanship. We're not our workmanship. But when it says we're fallen from grace, what it's talking about is that we've kind of, there's a whole cross section in that local church there. And anybody who thinks they're going to be justified by circumcision has fallen away from the real plot that God had set in place. In other words, we might have 10 people, just like the 10 lepers. 10 lepers are cleansed by Jesus. Only one comes back and says, thank you. He says, weren't there 10 cleansed? And how is it that only one? He says, your faith has made you whole. And what happens is that some people get in on that front burner and they really meant it, like the one leper. But the nine of them were just happy to be healed. See, some people just like to hear the words, you're going to go to heaven. But they never really lock in on who Jesus is, what Jesus is, and so forth. They just like the fact that that preacher said, I'm good. What I'm saying is when you get push come to shove and your suppositions give way to a surgery, when your suppositions give way to saying I'm a baptized person, when your suppositions give way to saying I'm a church member, it's telling something about you. And he says you've fallen away from that grace message that you've heard. And it's showing something. It's showing me that I stand in doubt of you. Verse 19 of chapter 3. And he says, I'm worried that Christ needs to be originally formed in you. He's talking to a group of people, not one. See, people don't fall from grace in the sense of losing their salvation. They hear about it. They love hearing about it. And then they walk away not really fully understanding it. And they take on this idea of being a law keeper or whatever number of nonsensical things. Some of you may have known of Francis Schaeffer. Francis Schaeffer was a great thinker in the years past. Once he died, his son Frankie Schaeffer, you know, he had been hearing his daddy talk all those years. But when Frankie Schaeffer got front and center and people were so enamored by Francis Schaeffer, his father, they began to turn the cameras on him. And at first he was keeping the faith a little bit, it seemed, but then he began to dig in and he began to come up with all kinds of ideas that were a little bit different. He started going back to liturgical churches of the years past when everything was still ritualistic and so forth. No moorings in Scripture. What I'm saying is that though you're in the midst of the light doesn't mean you're getting it. You need to stand fast in what is true. You need to take hold for yourself. You need to eat for yourself. You need to dig in and get the questions answered in your own heart. And when you don't know the answer, you go to a pastor, you go to an older person in the faith and let them answer those questions because Christ has an answer for you. But we have to apply ourselves to that answer. He says, you have fallen from grace. You've voided it out. You've allowed it to be something to be set aside. He says, you're missing it. And this is troubling to me because I know that in our day, many people have gone to the place where they've put grace in its own category as if it's not what it really is. They've redefined it, is what I'm saying. They think that they're saved and they can do, listen, what they want. They think they've been set free to do what they want. That's a problem. We're not given liberty to have the freedom to do what we want. We're given liberty to do what we ought. Follow along. It says in verse 4, you have fallen from grace, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Now that verse is really central to what I believe this whole passage we're looking at is talking about. What is it you wait for? You see, for the believer who really is engaged in his faith, he knows he's not perfect. He knows he's not done yet. We're a work in progress. We are God's workmanship. The Bible says, he who began a good work in you will be faithful to perfect it or complete it. Isn't that good to know? He began the work. He will be faithful to complete it. But that means there's some progress that's going to need to be made.
When I was a child, I spake as a child. I did all those things. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. As time goes on, I'm supposed to be growing. And as I dig more and I dig more and I dig more, I began to realize I'm not perfect. I need Him more today than I ever have. I need Him more today. You can't just say, I got this, throw it in your backpack and walk on. You got to realize this. This is what life is about. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And when you begin to realize, you begin to realize that what He's doing is He's cultivating in you what? Righteousness. Isn't that true? We wait for the righteousness of God by faith through the Spirit. And He said, I was afraid of you. I stood in doubt of you. And what I'm doing now is He says, I'm looking at you. And He says, I'm still by the Spirit of God going to content myself in the fact that I know what I saw in you. And I have confidence that God is going to bring forth righteousness in you just like He's bringing forth righteousness in me. Now, I know that's a heavy thing to get your mind around. But look what He says next. He says, for in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision avails anything nor uncircumcision. Do you know what He just did? He just said, think about this as truth for a minute. You who want to be justified by the law. Think about this as truth for a moment. It doesn't mean anything but faith that works by love. That's what matters. So if I want to trade in this, maybe what I might call a little bit of a mundane season of my Christian experience. I'm not getting any thrill. I'm not getting any lift. What am I doing? I'm waiting for God to bring forth righteousness somehow, some way, just like when you plant a seed. Here's the point. If you look at that seed, man, there's nothing going on. Nothing going on. Some of y'all are farmers. Bless your heart, man. I honor you. That is awesome. My wife likes to plant things in the backyard. You know what happens? She plants things, and it's like the next day, it's all up. Poop. No, it's not. I just don't pay any attention. She's like, well, I hope I get the weeds out. It seems like to me overnight, but it's not. It's weeks where there's nothing going on. And in your Christian life, there are going to be times where nothing's going on, but you're waiting by the Spirit for something, Him to bring something out of you. Listen, you think that, and others are thinking that about you. When I was a boy, my mother used to tell me this over and over again. It was funny because the way I remember it is because she had just hit me in the head with a shoe. Just saying. She really did. I had made her mad. And she took, it wasn't a hard shoe. It didn't have a heel in it. No imprint. Just a slap on the head with a shoe. And she was so mad at me. And she hit me on the head with a shoe. And I'm on the stairway. I remember it, man. You know, some things imprint. I remember this. 5 minutes later, she came back and gave me a kiss. She says, you're going to be okay. And you know, I see that as emblematic of my Christian walk today. Devil hits me in the head with a shoe. And Jesus comes back and says, you're going to be okay. It's the only way I get up in the morning. How do you get up in the morning? Let me give you something to use. You're going to be okay. If you're His child, you're going to be okay. Isn't that good enough? And if God says it, you think it's going to be true? Let's go back a step. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If God said that, you think it would be true? What about this one? There's therefore now no condemnation. Devil comes in, bam, bam, bam with a shoe. No condemnation. You see, what I'm saying is that He dispelled the bondage that was taking grip on them by just simply saying that doesn't mean anything. Faith that works by love. Faith that works by love. Now, wait a minute. Salvation, what is it? It begets faith that works by love. How are you doing with that today? Well, not so good. It's okay. You just hang on. Hang on to Jesus. Keep looking at those promises.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.